On June 12th, the Beckley Register Herald printed an opinion piece written by former Bluefield Daily Telegraph reporter Garrett Matthews about the struggles of McDowell County. Describing his journey by car through the county, Matthews wrote about the extreme poverty that has led to substance abuse, his driver pointing out drug houses, describing the, quote, walking dead or the addicts passing on the streets. His view of the county, however, sparked a passionate response from the leaders of one group that's been working to combat the problems Matthews described. Nearly 5 years ago, the West Virginia Board of Education began an initiative with the American Federation of Teachers and various national and local corporations and nonprofits called Reconnecting McDowell. Its purpose? To raise the county's children and their families out of poverty and help them rebuild viable communities. Gail Manchin heads the initiative.
My mantra has been, and I'm sorry I can't claim it, I'm taking it from someone else, but if it indeed takes a village to raise a child, who raises the village? So we felt that this partnership was about raising the village, creating a community that had the foundation and the resources to provide its children and its families a better quality of life, and a better educational system.
Over the past few years, Reconnecting McDowell has expanded access to broadband in the county, found ways to provide wellness checks, dental care, and mental health services to students of all ages, and is now working to build housing to attract teachers to the area. These are all incremental successes, Manchin says, things you might not be able to see as you drive through the area. Manchin described for me how she felt when she read Matthews' column and the purpose of an opinion piece she wrote in response.
I mean, I literally started writing the response 10 minutes after I read the article. So I had very mixed feelings. It made me very sad on the one hand, and then it made me angry. So I had a mix of feelings. And then came to the reality that someone just passing through, that would maybe still be your reaction. And so I wanted my response to be not angry or sad, but a reality check about what really is going on in McDowell County. Much of what you can't see, and some of what hopefully in the near future, you will see.
You know, he paints this picture in McDowell County of poverty, of severe substance abuse. And it's clear that you have a connection to that county and you are trying to make a positive difference. But is that picture inaccurate?
Oh, no. That picture is very accurate. We are experiencing generational poverty there because the coal industry started going down several years ago to what it had been. So miners being laid off from work and not having another viable job to go to, retraining programs not being in line, then, of course, drug abuse is rampant, unfortunately, across our state, across our country. So there is nothing about that that is untrue. However, it is about changing a culture. Graduation rates are improving. Teenage pregnancy is going down. The obesity rate is leveling off, particularly in our young people, maybe not so much in adults, but our children in schools we're noticing. So we're starting to change that culture.
I'm curious about your thoughts about one specific passage. He wrote in a portion of the piece, "The United States is filled with folks who are strong believers in the power of education. They know results aren't guaranteed, even in affluent communities. They know the heavy odds against success in places where most of the checks are cut not by employers, but by the government in the forms of aid payments. These men and women are eager to contribute. Let's give them an address." Oftentimes, I feel like we see writers come in, and Mr. Matthews did work in McDowell County for a portion of time, but I feel like we see these national reporters parachute in and try to talk about an issue that they don't really understand the context of. And I feel like when that happens, we don't get statements like the one I just read you. We don't get statements about, here's what I see as a solution. How do you feel about his solution? Asking people, asking a larger audience for help for this community.
You know, there are McDowell counties all over this country. And there are other McDowell counties in West Virginia, maybe not as destitute, but a lot of the issue in McDowell County is geography. It's where it's located. It's extremely rugged. So there are barriers. And this touches on a very touchy subject, but I feel so strongly about this. I know that across this country, again, people parachuting in, talking about mountaintop removal and how horrible that is. In McDowell County, mountaintop removal enabled us to build two high schools that are above the floodplain, that are on flat land. It has enabled us to put in some high tunnels for agriculture. So, you know, it's easy to say, oh, this is bad, you know, you can't do this. But living there and watching people over generations, these are strong, resilient people. I mean, if they weren't, there would be nobody there. It would be a big woods. These people want to work. They want to maintain a better quality of life, but they want to keep their family where they grew up. Generations of people. People come in and they just see the surface of things. And they don't realize that they're talking about people with hearts and souls and feelings like anyone across this country.
So is there hope in McDowell County?
There is hope in McDowell County. Absolutely. It is alive and well.
That was former State Board of Education President Gail Manchin speaking about her written response to an op-ed about McDowell County. You can read Mrs. Manchin's column and the original opinion piece from Garrett Matthews on our website, wvpublic.org.